Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June the 7th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 7.5 cents, closing at 384¾. July beans up 7¼ cents, closing at 930¾. And July wheat up 9 cents, closing at 444¾. Obviously a strong day in the grains. Meal was up 380. Oil was down 3 ticks, with the crude oil being down 230 a barrel. I guess the funds decided that enough's enough, at least for today, and they started to cover some short positions here. We were strong overnight, opened strong, stayed strong most of the day. We gave back a few cents during the day, but nothing too bad. I think the reason we broke and had any kind of a break was Minneapolis wheat broke. It got up to 604.5, broke 14 cents off the highs, filled the gap, and then rallied almost a dime after that. We still closed at 3¼ lower in July, but steady in the December. There's talk about 1 inch of rain coming into the Dakotas over the weekend. It didn't seem like there was a whole lot of confidence in that prediction, and it also seemed like people thought it was going to be a drop in the bucket to what they need, but, you know, 1 inch is an inch better than they had. But obviously people starting to believe that the weather's changing out here. There was a story about El Nino breaking up and not really solidifying out there, which could open the door for hot, dry temperatures. The forecast has turned a little bit warmer and hotter out here. A couple of scattered showers around, but certainly a change from what we've seen. Weather very similar to what we saw, frankly, in 1983. So with the funds as short as they are, I think they must have covered 25 or 30,000 contracts of corn today. There were over 1 million corn contracts traded today. It's unprecedented. So we're just starting to get a taste of what can be happening in here. We closed July corn over 380, almost by a nickel. Very strong performance there. The wheat closed over 440 by almost a nickel. Another strong performance there. There's a little bit of resistance in the July wheat. There's trend line and a 200-day moving average right at 448. We got up to 448¾, broke a few cents off of that. If we close over 450, I think we'll see more fun short covering in here. They're still incredibly short corn, wheat, beans. So there's still some upside potential and maybe a fair amount here. Is this the beginning of a real change in these markets? It's hard to say, but at least we've got a start here. At least we're breaking out of these ranges that we've been in for so many months. December corn got up to 404. We were able to make another small cash sale today at 403. So we've been able to make 2 cash sales this week on these rallies, which is great for our producers here. Everything looks like it's coming into shape in here. I'd like to see December corn close over 405. I'd like to see July corn. There's more resistance at this year's high. I think it's 393¾, somewhere in that range. But again, with the funds this short, I think we can move this market higher yet. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Edge.